my lovely and beautiful friends. I am Jacob. I'm here to help teach about divine willpower. I'd like to guide you through and share this exercise to help you become more powerful. The primary goal of this exercise is to help bring all the power and light of your highest self more incarnate into your body, bringing you closer to your true natural self. This will also help bring Victory Day even sooner, or Disclosure as the culture has labeled it, but this awakening of the star people within your awareness is really only something that will ever happen within your own self as you regain your higher self awareness. Have infinite power, my friends. Let's work on bringing that power back into your body. The way I meditate is a little different from the mainstream. I like to focus with my own divine willpower, intent on those specific things I want to heal in my body, rather than focusing on nothingness or emptiness. Allowing whomever or whatever to program my thoughts without my knowledge or consent. Let your thoughts be your own and specific only to your own highest good. It is my goal to empower you, to help you take back control of your own thoughts. This is a very powerful exercise to help you bring in all the wonderfulness that you are. However, I want it to be clear the importance in taking control of your own thoughts. So, with my suggestions, you can then implement your own intent for what you want to bring into your body. I will be more specific about the importance of owning your own thoughts after I begin the exercise. Although I do think you will enjoy these energies and find the suggested technique very much to your liking. So, start by finding a comfortable position so that your entire body can relax. Keeping your neck and spine relatively straight. Let go of all the current thoughts and emotions of the moment. Anything you feel attached to your mental awareness, release this now, let it fall away from the body. Clearing away any thoughts from what you did earlier today, and any plans for later. All that is now. All that is love. The essence of all that you are made of. Let any remaining thoughts, any doubts of anything less than the wonderfulness that you are, to fall away. Because you are about to shine like the star that you are. Anything less can simply not exist within the same space, within this vibratory frequency of the ever greaterness that you truly are. This is where your divine willpower comes into play. Your infinite power of intent. Now, bring your awareness into your Christ heart, centered at the thymus gland. Feel this center filling with all the love and joy of the cosmos. Bringing this love and joy and beauty into your being. Find that harmony within. and fill the center with all that is. All that is beyond this world and in those pure, higher bodies of your multidimensional self. That is all there is beyond this world experiment. An entire creation built on love and joy and peace and harmony and beauty. But this experiment has concluded. So here we are, wanting to come back home. Filling the center with love, with the Christ consciousness, your natural state of being, becoming pure radiance of love, shedding any notion of self-doubt, accepting all of you as the natural beauty you are. Releasing any self-judgment. All that is you is perfection. These flaws, they are not flaws. These are what make you an individual. Embrace this within you. Embrace your personality. Love all of you as the angels do. Now, include into your awareness your crown center without losing the focused love you have built up within your Christ heart. Intend your own divine will, your infinitely powerful brain, allowing this center at the top of your head to bloom, to blossom into a grand flower, one that you will shine unto all of creation. Limited in size and brightness, only by your own intent. Let this blazing star that you are, your true higher self nature, to filter down through your higher dimensional bodies, into your physical body, with all the love that is. With all the love that you are. With all the love this world has forgotten. Feel free to stretch and arch outward your spine as this natural downward flow of life begins to circulate. Intend for your higher self to raise your vibrational frequencies, staying in the body, but allowing the infinite joy of all that you are to begin flowing towards you. You can talk to your soul, you know. In fact, this is highly recommended. This is the goal here. Bringing the soul fully incarnate into the body. Who else but your highest self to ensure that all of creation follows your desires? And so now you see the importance in monitoring your own thoughts at all times. To keep your thoughts pure. Allow these higher frequencies to accelerate your evolution. Becoming one with all that is, becoming one with higher self, becoming one with prime creator, bringing the soul into the body, feeling the angels angels and the star people coming into your awareness. There is such joy coming your way, my darling, beautiful friends. Mental communication with the most joyous and beautiful people in all creation. As your physical body begins morphing into your true natural state of being, hearing all your personal angels and clearly feeling the spirit of your highest self guiding you. Soon, so clearly as if they are standing next to you. Include all those thoughts in your awareness as your intended future. And continue feeling all the love that you are, radiating from your Christ heart. Feeling and intending your crown to blaze open like the sun, providing a target for your higher self, a landing pad for all that you are. As these cosmic energies continue to come into your body through this 2012 year of joy, your power becomes stronger if you choose to have this intent. And with these pinpoint focuses of intent now becoming a necessity, practicing as much as possible accelerates this process at an exponential curve. And your intent must be self-monitored as a responsibility to creation, as a responsibility to yourself, as a choice to be in love and of love, in absolute acceptance of everything that you are and all that is. Continue focusing on the chest region, a pinpoint focus on the thymus gland, with openness and feeling all the love and joy and beauty of your own soul filling the physical body. Feeling the Christ heart is the easiest way to reach the angels, and you're adding mental awareness of activating and blooming and growing this flower that is your crown. With the intent of allowing everything that you are to filter down through your higher dimensional bodies, through this access point, your crown center. Even throughout the day, you can intend for this center to stay open with constant reaffirmations, allowing only all that is you, only all that is love, to fill the body with all the wonderfulness that you are. Now is the time to ask the angels to help you to fill the body with love and joy and healing energies. They are all standing by, waiting for us all to ask for assistance. This is when they hear you the best. This is when they can help you to the greatest extent. They will provide necessary updates within your body. They will help you to shed those unpleasant thoughts that otherwise keep them at bay. But that is what these exercises are for. The more often you practice purifying your thoughts, the easier it becomes to reflect the same on your entire body. You are the king of your own castle. Castle being your body. You must be the warrior knight to make those stands to stay in joy at all times, to protect your castle at all costs. You must be the healer. You must learn to monitor the body, listening to and feeling your body, to answer when it tells you what it does and what it does not like at any given time. You must be the jester or the joker. It is your job to keep your joy in your life, to dance through life, to live in song and in humor, to enliven any given situation. You must be the lover. It is your job to keep the lifeblood of your being flowing and vibrant, stimulating the basis of all life, to give and to share love with all of creation. You must be the justice of the peace, enforcing your rules as law within your own being, to free yourself from the constant manipulations of the culture. You must be the wizard. Begin listening to your higher self and the angels for guidance, rather than looking for answers within spiritual movements. It truly does not take long when you choose to love and to honor your body, to stay pure. When you have control of your own thoughts, you too can and will talk to the angels. Continuing your focus, radiating love from the Christ heart, feeling the infinite light filling your body through your active intent to open and activate your crown. You must do the work, folks. That it is work. There isn't much anything more joyous to me than being in my body doing these intensive focuses. When you begin to feel the rewards of practicing these types of self-evolving exercises, it becomes quite the motivational factor to do much more. Still, one can only focus their mind so intensely for so long before they need to do some other activity, such as exercising or creative art or anything you can do to express yourself, which is actually another more subtle way to anchor in your higher self. I recommend doing lots of this, as far as being very specific with your own intent in exactly what you want to bring for your future, for the future of the planet. Always be aware of the thoughts within your mind. Ask yourself often, what is the origin of this thought? Was this thought of my own creation? Or was this a continuation or suggestion of what I watched recently on television? Be your own creator. Feel within what truly brings you joy. makes your body sing? What promotes self-expression? These are the thoughts that are healthy for you. The thoughts that will bring you closer to the angels and the star people. Be you, not an echo of the media or of the culture. And as you open up this love within, as the warrior, healer, joker, lover, and wizard, you will find that all of creation is made up of the very same love and joy and beauty. Practicing these types of exercises with your own divine willpower of intent for your own highest good will rapidly increase your self-evolution. Merging with the Christ Art, feeling the body, your crown blazing open as a brilliant sunflower. Feeling your ever greater wonderfulness filling your whole body. Asking for assistance and love of all that you are, all that is. This video contains a living source of information in which will help you more easily vibrationally match these frequency patterns to bring in your power, to bring you home, watching multiple times will each time bring new information into your body. This is an exercise that you can practice on your own or along with this guided video. Either way, the angels are always waiting to assist you. All you must do is ask, and ask with love. But most importantly, be you. Feel and explore your joy. Be the master of your own thoughts. Only then can you discern which practice is truly beneficial for you and which is damaging. I am Jacob. I am here doing what I can to assist you in finding love and for self-empowerment and for the divine plan. Is guided by the angels and the star people. I will continue sharing insights on what you can do and flow with the coming cosmic energies to bring you the greatest benefit. As time is running out, enjoy being you.